and the vibe is feeling strong. And what's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own.
My name is Paloma, and you are listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at WGXC.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bob Wills Architecture of Rhinecliff, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC.
Show me your face, fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face, fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape.
Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you.
Why I'm not ashamed to say.
Love.
Show me your face.
Yeah, yeah.
Come fill this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now.
Okay. Yes, beloved. The world needs God right now. We need God right. I need God. You need God right now. And he's a right now God. Amen. Hallelujah. May not get there when you want him, but he'll get there in time. Yes, he will. Hi, good morning, everybody. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And you are here where there is a bright side. And we bring it to you with music, with the heart, mind, and soul in mind. And here with me to make it happen, our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Martin Randall of Randall Martin, Randall Martin of Martin AV Services. I tongue-tie that all the time because he's got two first names. So what are you going to do?
Why do you keep messing up my name? Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday.
Happy first Sunday. Happy first Sunday of April. Happy April. Happy tax month. Happy Resurrection Sunday month. Happy Passover month. Just a lot of stuff going on. And you know, beloved, I don't know if you think of it like this, but whenever Passover and Good Friday come together, oh my goodness, I just believe that it makes something else happen in the atmosphere because Jesus Christ came to be our Passover sacrifice, our Passover lamb. And so, yes, this year, those two things meet, those two important dates in human history. Hallelujah. And so we're excited about this month and looking for God to do some great things. We are so blessed here in the U.S. of A. And we know that among people in this world, we are very blessed. So as we look at the news of what's going on in other parts of the world, let us not forget or lose sight of the fact that we are blessed and we're blessed to be a blessing. And that's what we're here to do. Amen. Ain't no messing in this. Ain't no messiness in this. We are here to be a blessing. And we want to bless you with our musical lineup for this day. You heard our world needs you right now, God. Oh my goodness, there's a poem. I don't have it available. I have to get my hands on it and share it with you. But someone wrote this poem and it talks about, you know, how we've just pushed God out of our world, pushed God out of our culture, pushed God out of our society, pushed God out of our school systems and the things that have come in and replaced it. And it's like God said, well, you know, you didn't want me in it. So here you go. Well, the poem makes it a lot more eloquent than that, and I hope to get my hands on it. But it just comes to me now when I listen to Kirk Franklin's song, Our World Needs You, My World Needs You Right Now. And that is globally, that is nationally, that is locally, and that is right there in your nuclear world. Don't be afraid to call on him. He's listening. And he's able. Listen, if Google can handle it, if Siri can handle it, you know God can handle it. Call on him. All right. Amen. Tell him what you need, what you want, and then wait on him. Hallelujah. You can't hurry God. You can't hurry love and you can't hurry God, but wait on him. All right. We got music in our mix with your mind, your heart, and your soul in mind. Coming up is Undefeated, Mr. Marvin Sapp. Help me. Yes, Lord. Sister Tamala Mann, Focus, a newbie I heard with Miranda Curtis and Tim Bowman. Spirit, Lead Me, Mr. Michael Ketterer, and Stay with William McDowell. We want you to stay right here. Don't go nowhere. You're not going to find another like this anywhere online. We are the bright side. And there is a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. And here we are, undefeated. Let us go, Mr. Martin, in our music mix for this morning. Thank you.
self-proclaimed, they're the GOAT. History provides that my God's the one. No losses, he's won the most. Undefeated champion, be seated on your throne. Ruler, redeemer, savior of the world.
Depended on were gone. couldn't do it on my own. I used to want to understand your plan. Now all I want to see is your hand. My heart is open so wide, even though there's so much pain inside. As I'm on this journey, I need you to help me, Lord.
Focus on me. Tell me, can you focus on me?
though the winds rage and the waters surround, do not waver. Did you know that your faith will give you ultimate favor and my gaze won't let you sink? My child, you have tried everything. Through it all in the kitchen sink, making meal out of crumbs, losing sleep. The paralysis from your fears coming to arrest you, distress you, oppress you. The enemy tests you. Look, I know it feels like you're 1,000 feet up hanging, but you don't have to worry when I'm the view. This is what I call presidential, perfectly positioned, where mountains move and miracles are residential. Focus. Focus. Focus.
But I don't want you to give up. I just want you to get up. Lately you've been a little fed up. Wish you would just focus on me. Can you focus on me? Tell me, can you focus on me?
I am the rock when you hit rock bottom, covering like rain hitting roof. I am the proof that skinny hopes can be redeemed and dying men can become king. I know the problems of this life are weighing, but will you allow me to make your burdens light and your yokes easy? Discouragement is a sleazy, slippery slope where hope is hitting, but trusting in me, that's where the key be. I am the he who hung for him and her. The winds obey my word, and my love is the anchor. Focus, 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 focus.
Always
on me. Tell me, will you focus on me?
Yes, beloved, we've got to stay focused.
This is my worship, this is my offering. In every moment I withhold nothing. I'm learning to trust you even when I can't see it, and even in suffering I have to believe. If you say it's wrong, then I'll say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll begin. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I will wait. If you say to trust, I'll like a bird.
Hudson in Catskill, New York, where there is a bright side. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and there is a bright side somewhere. Let the Spirit lead you there. I'll take you there. We got more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul right now, right here, where there is a bright side. Will you lead me? I will go. With Michael Ketterer. My heart is burning. Yes, Lord, I want to stay right here, right where you are blessing. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings. Thank you for blessing us this morning. Thank you for blessing us. There are no bombs bursting in our air, no bullets flying over our heads, no troops or tanks in our streets. Among people in this world, God, we are very blessed, and we are here to hear what it is that you would say to us this day. I, your humble servant, present myself as a sacrifice, Lord, living and holy, acceptable in your sight. Make it so, God. Make it so. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah and amen. Beloved, I was watching the TV the other day, and I saw the Queen of England's Jubilee. 70 years on the throne as a monarch, the longest living, longest surviving monarch in our world, and taking the throne at the age of 25, a marvel story in her own right. She had some things going on in celebrating her Jubilee. And as I was watching some of these activities, it made me think about my introduction to Columbia County in a kind of a peculiar kind of a way. I often joke when I arrived up here that I was a product of the New York City public school system, meaning that I was not aware that the country was upstate New York. I always thought of the country being down south. And so in that first introduction, as I drove past the farmlands for as far as the eye could see and livestock, I was like, God, where did they send me? And trees everywhere, trees. It was a beautiful sight to see. And it made me think about the Queen's Jubilee. We are in an agricultural county, agricultural community, and you know, the farmers up here, they do a good work. We have representatives in our legislative body who really push the issue of a rural farming and agriculture, and that's wonderful too. Not too long ago, I tried my hand at doing a home garden, and I planted some of my favorite vegetables. I planted some cucumber seeds and tomato seeds and green pepper seeds and hot peppers. And I was all excited, you know, to do this work and go out there and weed every few days. Maybe I should have done it more often and, you know, put everything out there I could think of that could keep the animals away. And I took pictures of my harvest. I took a picture of my harvest, and my harvest was so small that I put it in a little bowl on my windowsill. And I forgot about it. You know, I'm going through my phone and looking at my photos, and I couldn't figure out what was this picture about. I had one cucumber, one tomato, and one green pepper in this bowl on my windowsill. And I could not remember why I did that. It occurred to me sometime later that that was the harvest that year from my home garden, my vegetable garden that I was so proud to put into the earth. And this is what I got out of it. Needless to say, I got a little bit disheartened, I guess, and figured, you know, this farming thing might not be for me. And so that was the fruit of my labors that year. Not too long ago, I had the opportunity, Mr. Martin Randall, Randall Martin, and I had the opportunity to invite onto our Tuesday afternoon show, Ms. Kula Badilla, who has a program that has taken off in our community called Grow Black Hudson. And she's, you know, teaching people how to make their home gardens and how to grow vegetables and fruit and herbs and things that can sustain us and sustain our planet, our ecology. So, you know, it was really interesting to talk with her and learn some of the things this young woman had to teach old folks like us. And, you know, I was telling her about my experience gardening, you know, and in that little bowl on my windowsill and how, you know, I was just, you know, so dismayed that all I got out of my efforts was one cucumber, one tomato, one green pepper. And she said, oh, but you did good, because sometimes people plant things and nothing grows at all. Keep planting. She told me to keep planting. Well, I was reading this morning, and that made me think of what I wanted to share today. I was reading a devotional called Inspirational Ministries Devotional, and it pointed us to this. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. Genesis 8, chapter verse 22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. The title of this devotional is Reaping a Harvest, and I want to share this with you. And so it goes back to the book of Genesis. After God got all fed up with humankind, evil everywhere, folks not paying attention to God's laws, not considering God and his goodness to them in the earth and just doing their own thing. And he got fed up and he caused this great flood. Now, there are other cultures that have this flood story, and archaeologists and geologists have unearthed layers of the earth and layers of civilizations that corroborate that some kind of flood event had happened in the earth. And so we have this story about Noah in Genesis chapter 8. And it says, after the flood, God promised Noah that seed time and harvest would never cease. This wasn't a clever slogan, but a perpetual promise, a principle true for all creation. It was true after the flood and always will be true. We see this principle in operation every day around us. Farmers and gardeners know they cannot reap a harvest until they plant seeds. And the kinds of seeds they plant determines what kind of harvest they will reap, a little or a lot. This principle applies to every aspect of life. If we want to reap a harvest, we first must plant seeds. It's also true for finances, relationships, and even spiritual blessings. We must let go of our seeds and plant in good ground. We must give if we want to receive. In Luke chapter 6, verse 38 tells us that. Ask God to show you how seed time and harvest apply to you. Think about the harvest you want to receive and the seeds in your hands. Then start sowing. If you want to receive more love, sow more love. If you want more blessings, bless others. If you want more financial resources, give more to God's kingdom. If you cling to your seeds, you cannot expect to reap a harvest. You need to plant your seeds. Let them go and watch them grow. The more you plant, the greater the harvest. Yes, beloved, that's a lesson that Queen Elizabeth taught us last week. That's a lesson that Ms. Kula Badilla taught me a few days ago. Amen. If I want more harvest, I have to plant more seeds. I can't just give up because I planted one crop and I got a little bit of a harvest. Matter of fact, you know, no farmer would plant five seeds expecting to grow five trees. He might not get any tree. You have to plant hundreds of seeds in order to get some of the harvest. The Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth, they're planting a million trees all around England in honor of her jubilee. She's planting not just for today, but for tomorrow, for the generations to come. She's planting so that her legacy will live on in the telling of the stories of England. Oh, my beloved, we got to plant seeds if we're going to get a harvest. You want more friends? You have to be friendlier to more people. You want more blessings? You have to be a blessing to more people. Not just people who can bless you back, but people who can't. God has put something into process. It's a universal operating principle. Seed time and harvest. As long as the earth remains, it shall remain as well. And so I'm inspired. It's season. It's planting time. It's growing time. It's planting season time in New York State. And I'm not only going to plant some more seeds financially and more seeds relationally and more seeds spiritually, but I'm going to put some seeds in the ground too and get me some more fruit and vegetables. That's my goal. And this is Pastor Kim, and I am your perpetual optimist. Listen, the greatest seed that was ever planted in the ground was the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was planted and then he rose again so that we could rise to be fruit linked to the tree that is eternal and everlasting. And the love of God is at the root of it in the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to be celebrating him all month long. Well, we celebrate him every day. But this month on GXC, we're going to celebrate him every Sunday as we come into Holy Week season and talk about the man with the plan from Galilee. This is Pastor Kemp, your perpetual optimist, and we are here at WGXC, where there is a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me. Don't you go nowhere. We got more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. This is No Greater Love coming up by Rudy Currents and Charlotte Michelle. Chrisette Michelle, and then we'll be back with final comments for today.
Dear Father, yeah, I know you see me. I can't.
cannot hide. You know what I have done. Yet you decided to love me anyway. No, I cannot lie. How do you see beyond my flaws? No, I don't know why you would save somebody like me. Claim a filthy rag.
What kind of love is this?
Yeah, that can still see the good when it's all bad.
What kind of love is this?
That would lay down his life just for me. None greater, none greater, none greater. No, there is no.
Jesus, the man from Galilee. Well, this is Pastor Kim, and we're ready to get out of here. But listen, we'll be back. God say the same next Sunday. Till then, we want you to stay blessed and remember to never forget. Don't quit in the dip. God loves you. I want to say happy birthday to all our April babies, and I hope you have a wonderful birthday month. Prayers still going for all of our brothers and sisters in the war-torn parts of our world, our brothers and sisters in Ukraine, and we're going to have more information about a special fundraiser that Mr. Martin and band is going to be putting together to help out that cause. Want to say that this is our fifth anniversary, beloved. On Bright Side at WGXC. We are listener-supported radio for listening ears. Thanks for listening to us and staying with us and inviting folks to come and join the family. Getting ready to leave you with this thought. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9 says, "Let us not become weary in well-doing, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we don't give up." Don't quit in the depth, beloved. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm out. One more song, and then we're due, and we'll be through. Forward with Mr. Hezekiah Walker. Not going back, moving ahead. God bless you, beloved, till we speak again.
To declare to you my past is over.